The Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation is undertaking a handful of new initiatives in an effort to build the relationship between the famed architect and the community. The projects include collaborations with artists to raise awareness of Wright's work, programs in K-12 schools, and a newly expanded licensing division. With me to talk about all this is Stuart Graff, President and CEO of the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation at Taliesin West. And Stuart, why is all of this of particular interest to you?
You know, one of Frank Lloyd Wright's, I think, key philosophical accomplishments is that he's trying to build community. He does that with the built environment, but he's also doing that in the community that he forms at Taliesin. And his overarching philosophy of organic architecture is really all about the connectedness of things, the connectedness of people and buildings, the natural environment, the formation of community, the sense of interdependence. I like to think of organic architecture as an ecosystem that he's trying to build between people, their surroundings, and the natural world.
So how do you try to do that with someone and something in terms of his architecture that is pretty well known? I would imagine that there would be some opportunities to do that because people know his name, but also some challenges because people maybe have their conceptions about what he and his work are about.
That's exactly right, Mark. I think there's a couple of challenges here. First and foremost, we have an opportunity. We have one of the strongest brands because he is really an American hero. But as a result of that, people have all kinds of ideas. People who come and visit us at Taliesin West, they maybe come because they read one of the novels about his life and his personal life. But other things that they know is they know the Prairie School of Architecture. When you come to Taliesin West, you don't see the Prairie School. Prairie School more or less ends about 1912, and then he starts doing different things with this architecture and has another 40-plus year of his career. Or they only know the architecture of buildings, and they know nothing about the architecture of ideas. One of my favorite things that I've been researching lately is his sense of American idealism and what are our values. And in an interview he gives to Mike Wallace, he talks about more or less trying to create an architecture that's worthy of the Declaration of Independence, a truly free architecture representing our values. And nobody knows about that.
Well, I wonder if, to some extent then, part of what you're doing isn't necessarily about architecture at all.
Well, I guess I would say it's about the architecture of communities, not the architecture of buildings. For him, architecture, he calls it the great mother art. And what he's really talking about is that sense of connection to place, to purpose, to community. So we tend to think of it in modern terms as being about building and design. He thinks of it almost in the same sense that the Freemasons think of it, as the grand organizational scheme of the universe.
So let me ask you about one of the initiatives that you're undertaking here, which is more licensing of Frank Lloyd Wright, it sounds like, related type items. What exactly are you doing there and sort of why are you doing it?
Sure. There's really two purposes to doing this. The first and foremost purpose is to bring his ideas, his focus on how we can live better, into people's homes. Wright's ideas may be 100 years old, but they're actually more relevant today in our busier lives as we deal with a more fragile world around us. These ideas have great currency. And so how do we help people bring that into their homes? Historically, the licensing program has been what I'd call a tchotchke program, a lot of souvenir items that you
posters,
might find in the
like
museum
that.
Gift shop. Today, what we're looking at are things like building products, hardwood flooring, masonry veneers, things for the outdoor landscape. And all these programs are in development precisely so that people can take this core set of ideas represented through the products and bring it into their lives, and hopefully that makes their lives better. And then what comes out of that for us, in addition to fulfilling our mission, is some revenue. We get a royalty for this. And that royalty is used to preserve Taliesin West here in Arizona, the sister site, Taliesin in Wisconsin, and all of our education programs, our other public outreach programs that we do not only here in Arizona and Wisconsin, but that we connect to other Wright sites throughout the country to promote his legacy.
One of the other things you're trying to do is to get his work and some of his ideas more into schools. Obviously, there is a school at Taliesin West. Given that, you know, architecture isn't really something that a lot of schools study on a day-to-day basis, how do you try to go about doing that, getting some of these things more integrated into curricula?
Sure. Well, I'll actually describe this through a program that we're running right now with Paradise Valley Unified School District. We just completed a pilot, and we're going to expand it in the fall. And this is for grades 2 through 5. But we're starting with rights core principles, which is to say we're starting with nature. So how do we observe nature? What do we see in nature? The formation of ecosystems and how things relate to each other, but also how nature starts off with core geometric principles and then bundles the geometric principles in innumerable forms. So some of these become trees, some of these become stones and crystals. So we encourage young people to start looking at nature differently and finding the geometric building blocks in nature as well as the principles that nature uses to operate. And in turn, that allows them to start to understand how they relate to the natural world, how the buildings, the homes that they live in relate to the world around them. And this broad sense of architecture that I mentioned earlier, there's a great sense of an overarching connectedness of things. We hear a lot about STEM education. We think of this as STEAM education, when we take science, technology, engineering, and math, which we all know are so important to developing agile minds and the future workforce, and we add artistry to those things. That starts to look and feel an awful lot like architecture, not only the architecture of buildings, but again, the architecture of the world around us.
So you mentioned that at least some of these initiatives will bring in more revenue to the foundation. How important is that aspect of it? Because obviously, you can't do what you do for no money. You need money to do what you do. So how much of what you're trying to do and sort of bring more of Frank Lloyd Wright into the world, into more people's consciousness, is about bringing in more revenue to the foundation to do what you do?
I think it's really important for people to understand that we're not trying to monetize this intellectual property, this brand, at the expense of our mission, which is being true to Frank Lloyd Wright's principles. It actually works just the opposite way. The truer we are to Frank Lloyd Wright's principles, the more sustainable revenue streams that we create. And that is important because, you know, at Taliesin West alone, we've probably got $40+ million worth of preservation work to do. We've got a grant right now from the federal government, a really tough to get challenge grant for fixing some of our core infrastructure. And we're raising the matching funds for that. We've just got a couple of years to raise these matching funds. And raising matching funds for buildings, old buildings in particular, isn't easy, raising any money for this. So finding these sustainable revenue streams to help in addition to all the wonderful support that we get from the community really makes a difference in our ability to preserve these National Historic Landmarks and, with a little luck, future UNESCO World Heritage Sites, to sustaining them for future generations and keeping this piece of American history and Arizona history alive for everyone.
All right. That's Stuart Graff, President and CEO of the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation at Taliesin West. Stuart, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.